I told you we'd be back quick. 2 minutes. How about that?
Paying off.
I know. By the way, you can give us a call. 617-779-7937. Listen, are you thinking that yesterday might have been the start of something? At least the last four games where the bats are waking up, because that's all you've needed. The pitching is in the right place. All you needed is some sort of offense, and my God, you got it. And you got it against the best team in the league, and you're not going to have to wait long to find out if they can follow this up, because first pitch is at 4:10, and Chris Sale is going to be standing there on the mound. And speaking of big bats, everyone wants to know when Roman Anthony is coming back. We had Chad Tracy in studio yesterday, and he gave us a pretty good answer, and it did sound to me, it didn't even sound to me, he straight up told us pretty much that there was going to be time he's going to be spending. They're going to send him down, try to get some games under his belt. It's not going to be simply he feels better and all of a sudden he's back in the lineup. And did you not agree with me that I'm getting a feeling of after the All-Star break? Doesn't that timeline seem about
absolutely
right?
Absolutely. I say late June. Give me June 27th.
So a few games before the All-Star break, just to kind of sure.
A little morsel to keep you hanging around.
Why not? And this morning on the Greg Hill Show, they had on Craig Breslow. He's a weekly guest, right? Like, he's on there, because I know that sometimes it's weekly and sometimes
he and Sam Kennedy rotate. So it's the front office report, Thursdays at 9.
So Breslow was on today, and apparently Brez is a big-time listener of the Rich, Ken, and Ted Show. We call those people in the industry a P1. Let's take a listen.
I thought Chad, explained the situation really well. I think it was yesterday when he was talking about Roman. I think when you say, hey, you know, the rate at which he returns is going to be driven by his pain tolerance, it opens up to criticism that, you know, someone isn't tough enough to play through discomfort.
That was my point,
what we're talking about. if Roman could go out there and perform at a high level and be the guy that we know he's capable of being, and it would hurt, he would do it. The issue is when the discomfort prevents you from going out there and playing the way you're capable of. And so that's what we're working through. But the last couple of days have definitely been really good progress.
Yeah, they are trying to shut that down. And honestly, you can thank us for asking them and saying, you kind of got to be careful with that pain tolerance thing.
Yeah, but is that a mental thing? Like, in other words, if you can convince yourself that it does, the pain's not affecting your swing, then fight through it. You know what I mean? Like,
have you ever had tennis elbow before?
Sure.
Okay. I heard it sucks.
Okay.
I've never had it.
So try playing golf with tennis elbow. It's not in the elbow, but it's in his finger.
Yeah.
But imagine every time you hit the ball, it sends a shock up your – you're not going to be swinging as smoothly. You're not going to be as fluid. You're going to be thinking about what's about to happen once you make contact with that ball. I think there's that dynamic at play. And so all the golfers that have had tennis elbow that have played golf know what I'm talking about. It can't be the anticipation of the pain coming is going to affect how you swing the bat.
But yet you were hard on Tatum for not playing through the calf.
I feel like it's a little different. I don't know why.
Because it's game seven?
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
Can I also say that it was also because at the end of the game he said that he would have played in the next series if they moved on?
Yeah, was not great.
That's not a good look.
Nope.
But does Tracy convince you when he said, you ask him pain tolerance?
In a way, it can be described as that, but also no at the same time.
I can tell you why he answered that. It's because that phrase had been used by the organization already, but I think they understood that was a mistake.
Well, I agree, and I like the fact they kind of are coming to the kid's back. They're having his back a little bit.
Yep.
They're not throwing him under the bus. There was maybe we were implying maybe potentially that there was a disconnect.
Well, because they're desperate, right? You can understand why. I mean, they're getting crushed here.
Yeah, but you don't want to be desperate with the kid that you put all the pressure on to start the season.
Yep.
Like, that's not the right person to be putting the pressure on.
And I said this yesterday, and I said, you, Ted, have a better understanding of this than anybody. When you are a player on a team and the team floats out that the reason you're not playing is pain tolerance, they immediately think you're a puss. Like, they're like, this guy's just a puss and he won't get out there.
They might as well just come up and say it to my face. Ted, we think you're a puss.
Yep.
Yeah. That's exactly what they're saying.
Yep.
Yeah. They're suggesting it when they come up and ask you how you're feeling. Like, you know, I'll let you know when I'm up. It's like, but when you ask me every day how I'm feeling, you're basically telling me I'm a puss. So
how does that
another indicator that and how they thought about your injury.
That's okay. How does it feel to be on the other side of that? When it's someone from the team, whether it's the medical staff or a coach, you're injured. and they come up to you and they're like, how you feeling, Ted?
Yeah.
What does it feel to be on the other side?
Just asking that question, it just tells you everything as a player. Like, I'm getting there. Like, so then they put you on the spot and you gotta, you know, you kind of like, they're reading your reaction to their question.
Do they go to the medical team like through you, or do they go to you directly?
Belichick?
Yeah.
Please. Agency doesn't call. Agency calls you. the medical staff, he doesn't call them. He calls you. Okay. Bill was different, but you would think most coaches would go to the medical staff, but right. You know, some coaches.
Because Vrabel has said that. Like, is it a pain? Is it something where you can do more damage, or is it, you know, the other kind where you could play through it? That's his question always when it comes to injuries.
Yeah, yeah, no,
which makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And I will tell you, I've talked to a doctor that used to be a doctor with the Red Sox, and I was always told that it's a totally different sport. So I don't put the baseball players. He's always kind of, he just didn't have a lot of respect for the pain tolerance in baseball players.
Yeah,
because he was a doctor for both teams. But I just think the sports are very different, and it's just it's hard for me to kind of hold Roman to the same standard I would a football player or even a Jason Tatum.
Well, why do I imagine Bill asking you how you're doing or how you're feeling in front of other players?
Oh, bro, that's such a good right after the team meeting before we've all dispersed, he comes up to you and asks you, you know, are you going to go today, or how's it feeling?
While the other guys are sitting there and, you know, they're ready to go through hell.
Doing. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He knows what he's doing.
But
yeah.
If you're Roman, don't you wish the team had said, we don't want him to make it worse? Just even if it's not true, just throw it out there.
They
have not said that.
They haven't. I'm going to give them a little bit of credit for what they've been saying the last few days, because I think that they realized they stepped in it by throwing it out there that this was pain tolerance. And Chad, obviously, who is, you know, it seems to be a player's coach and is close to a lot of these guys, I think he realized, all right, man, I need to get the word out there that pain tolerance means something completely different when the pain is so bad that you can't hold your bat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can't, like, when you hit a ball, the pain is so bad that you want to drop said bat. Yep. So I think that they've done a decent job covering their tracks and the hole they put themselves in.
It is interesting, though, how kind of they've handled both the young, you know, what we hope is budding stars and Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony. I mean, AC was tough on Marcel.
Yeah.
He had to earn his spot.
Right. Yeah.
You know, he did not, you know, like Marcel's got to come in and he's got to earn his roster spot. That was the narrative coming in. And now a little bit of the gamesmanship, I think, with Roman, until now they've kind of reversed course on that. But it's interesting how, you know, the Red Sox have kind of put pressure on both those guys in their ways, different ways. Already this season.
I want to give Greg and Chris Curtis, too. He did a good job asking some tough questions this morning of Craig Breslow. I want to give them credit because they asked really most of the stuff that we wanted to know. There was one question, and I'm throwing this at you out of nowhere, Stiz, so if you can find it. They asked him about what the plans were about getting a big bat. Do you have that clip by any chance? They asked, you got it, Stiz? Okay, let's hear it.
Sam kind of alluded to this last week, but just to be clear from you, are you aggressively looking to add a bat to this lineup?
We are aggressively trying to improve our team, and certainly adding a bat, you know, and adding offense is one way to do that. We're not going to be closed off to other ways, you know, and I think the possibility that could be an addition from outside the organization is real. But when we're having conversations with other teams, as all teams do, there aren't too many that are in a position to commit to a path in 2026 because there's not a ton of separation across the teams in the American League, right? I think there's four above 500, and there's a bunch of teams that are sitting around saying, we haven't played very well, but, you know, this thing hasn't gotten away from us yet.
Ken, do you buy that, or is he shoveling it?
Well, I didn't like that he said adding offense is one way. What other way would there be to fix the team? Like, what are you talking about?
Maybe get a manager.
Maybe, but
that's not the only way to do it. I mean, we could... do a rain dance? Like, what the hell? I mean, possibility is real. He did say the possibility is real.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good. I like that. The possibility is real. I'm going to hang on that and say, yes, he's talking to people.
Aggressively, though.
Aggressively? That didn't sound aggressive. That sounded like we're monitoring the situation.
That's totally what it means. And he's basically saying everybody in the American League is kind of staying put because they don't really know what they have just yet because Right. Every all these teams are all bunched up.
I am kind of scared that if they continue this, you know, little offensive burst that they've had, that they might just say, why don't we just sit in our hands and wait till Roman Anthony comes back?
Damn right they're going to think that. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
So that's should I be exactly rooting for them thinking. To not actually do as well as they have been lately?
In a way, it can be described as that, but also no at the same time.
Keep that. That is really an all-timer clip. Great that answer. Is fantastic. Yes, to an amazing question by me. All right, 617-779-7937. This report just came out, like right before we came in. A.J. Brown, everyone said it was a done deal. Oh, boy. Maybe not. This is going to throw – imagine if the Patriots don't get A.J. Brown after all of this. We will play the report right after this.